presidential candidates are everywhere in New Hampshire these days, but reporter Shannon Mullen has found one town that has never been visited by a presidential hopeful.
Marlow, New Hampshire is a picture postcard town with the little pond, the white church steeple, and the Oddfellows Hall. Just under 800 people live here. The last presidential candidate who was scheduled to pass through Marlow was William Taft on October 12, 1912. The whole town went out to meet him, says resident Charlie Strickland.
He was coming down from Newport, going to Keene, and he got up here to Marlow Junction, and he took the wrong road there. They got lost.
So Taft never showed. A few years later, in 1920, New Hampshire's primary won its first-in-the-nation spot. But so far, the campaign trail has yet to bring a presidential candidate through Marlow.
I think they have too many campaign managers. They have too many aides. I think the aides would never allow them to do it.
Marlow resident Mary Blank volunteered for Bill Clinton's first New Hampshire campaign, helping out with events in bigger towns. She says even though presidential candidates come to this state for its retail politics, they limit appearances in places like Marlow.
They would not get a show here. It would be quaint and sweet, but I'm not sure how much bang for their buck they would get.
I think it's probably almost impossible for them to get to all the towns. However, it would have been nice if, since 1920, somebody has showed up at least once.
Yeah.
That's Joe Feuer, a former state representative and a registered Republican.
I would like to see McCain come here.
Why?
Because at this point, I'm leaning toward him, and I would like to meet him one-on-one in my hometown.
I'm Peter Eisenstatter. I'm a registered Democrat.
I would have liked to have seen at least one candidate come through here, yes. And I think that candidate would probably have gotten some more credit for having bothered to come to a place like this. How deep is he willing to dig into the countryside to find out how good a candidate he or she might be?
I'm Genevieve Ells, and I am a registered Democrat. I really would love to see Barack Obama come here.
Tremendously symbolic moment. I think you're absolutely right. That the first black man to be really a front-running candidate for president of the United States should come to Marlow, New Hampshire.
Joe Feuer says it wouldn't hurt to meet some of the lesser-known candidates, too.
I would like to see Fred Thompson show up. I liked him in Search for Red October.
Hi there. My name's Jan Feuer. I'm a registered Republican. I'd like Rudy. You know, I would like to see how he manages in a small thing after New York.
Sort of see him swaggering into town.
These Marlow residents say they're ready for a visit from any candidate who's brave enough to take their questions. The only exception is Charlie Strickland, who says he hasn't liked the presidential pickings for half a century.
The only last one I voted for I liked was Eisenhower. The rest of them are all take the lesser of the evils.
For any 2008 contenders interested in visiting Marlow, residents advise against coming here during black fly season. And they warn that campaign staffers might not get cell phone reception here. But the hospitality is excellent. There'll be baked goods, and Mary Blank says the Oddfellows might even loan out their meeting hall for an event. All the town asks is for the candidate to show up this time. For NPR News, I'm Shannon Mullen.